Psalms 33, beginning in verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the Lord, word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Lord, tonight we thank you for the opportunity that we have to assemble ourselves here and worship in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Lord, tonight that these that have come tonight, and we pray that you'll bless their hearts and touch our souls tonight and reach down in our spirits and give us a word of comfort and strength and encouragement this evening. And Lord, as we face the days ahead and we have a crisis in our nation, we tonight face many things as a people tonight, and we pray tonight, dear Lord, that thou might guide us and direct us in the direction that we need to go. We pray tonight for those that are preserving our freedoms and guarding them around the globe tonight, that thou might place a special hand upon them. This evening now, Lord, we pray for thy servant, that you might give him the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Father, tonight, take thy word and let thy spirit use it in our hearts, and we'll praise you forever through the one who loved us and gave himself for us. In his precious holy name I pray. Amen and amen. There's a hymn that we sing in our hymn book tonight, and I think it's one of the greatest hymns that was ever written. It was written by a man by the name of Carl Bomberg. I think I got that correct. He was a Swedish pastor, a young Swedish pastor, and in 1885, he was on his way home from a Bible study and got caught in a terrible thunderstorm, and he took shelter. And as he was watching all of the lightning and the thunders and all the things that were going on around him, he got home, he got a pen and a piece of paper, and he penned, Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. That's quite a song tonight. This man wrote this song, and for many years that nobody heard about it, and then there was a missionary by the name of Stuart Hine, and he heard the song, and he translated it into his language, and then when the Nazis occupied Czechoslovakia, and he went home to England, he sat down and put it over into English, and put some music to it, and it tonight became a great song for missionaries. And in the 1950s, Billy Graham and George Beverly Shea then took the song and made it what it is and sang it and became quite a hymn for the Christian people this evening. And you know, tonight, that's a great song, and that's kind of what our text talks about this evening. In verse number 8, the psalmist said let all the earth fear the Lord, and let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. You know, tonight, we find tonight that God is an awesome God. And I'm not using that in the vernacular many people use it today. I'm tonight saying what the psalmist is saying here, that he tonight is a great and mighty God tonight. And we ought to stand back in awe of him. He is the creator, the Elohim tonight. He is the maker and the creator of heaven and earth. He tonight is the sustainer and the consister of all that you and I see this evening. Bible says in verse number 9 of our text tonight that he spoke and it was done. And so tonight we are to adore, and we are to worship, we are to praise, and we are to sing. The psalmist said that we are to praise him with psalmistry and an instrument of 10 strings. We are tonight to sing a new song and play skillfully with a loud noise. We are to praise and worship and tonight adore the Lord our God tonight. The psalmist said we are to stand in awe. I thought, well, how in the world and how can you illustrate that? And I remembered back many years ago, I worked with a man and he had 2 children, a son and a daughter. And they went on vacation, and when they were on vacation, boy, he loved to fish and hunt and do all of that thing. His daddy did too. And so one day on vacation, he took the boy down to Bass Pro Shops. I don't know if you've ever been to one, but boy, they're something to go to. If you don't even hunt and fish, you ought to go sometime just to see all the things. And I said, well, David, what did Jason say when he went in? He said, he walked around there and said, he looked at me and he said, wow. Boy, tonight, that's what we ought to be with the Lord. We ought to just say, wow. Stand in awe of him. We ought to tonight to see the wonder and the work of our God. I mean, when you look and see what God has done, you think tonight of all the things that God has accomplished. We can just stand back and say, wow. We ought to stand in awe tonight when we look at His handiwork. In the book of Psalms, chapter 19, the psalmist there begins to tell us some great things, how that we are to stand in awe of the Lord. And he said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language, for their voice is not heard. You see, tonight the heavens declare the glory of God. And that word declare is a word that we sometimes get another word, and it's basically talking about a signature. That's God's signature. When we look up into the heavens and we see all the wonders of God's heaven this evening, we usually think tonight of standing and looking up into the stars at night, and we see all of the brightness. We see all of the things that God has done, and all of the stars growing brightly in their sockets and the constellations and all of these things tonight. But have you ever thought when you stand up and you just look on a clear day and you see the wonder of God in the blueness of the sky? You see a rainbow after a rain. And you see tonight God's signature in creation tonight. And that ought to make us just stop for a little while and stand in awe of Him and say, wow, tonight. The Bible said they shout out to all of the earth tonight, and they show to the entire people of this globe tonight the awesomeness of God tonight. As the Swedish pastor wrote in the words of his psalm, when I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder. Oh, listen to me tonight. We ought to stand in God, in awe of God tonight, when we look at creation tonight and see what God has done. George Beverly Shea had a song many years ago, and I guess maybe his signature song, and it was called The Wonder of It All. The first 2 lines of that song says, there's the wonder of sunset at evening, the wonder as sunrise I see. How does God put it all tonight in such perfect harmony? You ever thought about that? God's got everything tonight in just perfect harmony tonight. He's got everything timed just like it ought to be. Several years ago when I worked in Tupelo, Brother Mike Tucker was your pastor. I don't know if he was your pastor at that time, but he worked with us. And there was another guy worked there, and I can't remember his last name. His first name was Dennis. And so one day, their boss told him to go to Pontotoc and go out Highway 15 East and told them how to get to this particular place to do a job. Mike told me, said they were going up the road and said, finally, said Dennis, said, well, how in the world do we know which way is east and west and all of that? And Mike said, well, I said, well, Dennis, said the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. And he said, we drove about 3 or 4 miles. And then he looked over at me and said, every day? Now think about that tonight. I mean, the sun doesn't set tomorrow in the east and rise in the west, does it? Every day the sun's going to rise and set in the same direction. Well, that's harmony. That's God's timing tonight. Can you imagine in just the cycle of those 24 hours what God has done tonight? How perfect that He's made everything this evening. It's just amazing when you stop and look at all of that this evening. Imagine a morning without a sunrise. Imagine a morning with a sunset. You know, in Job chapter 38 and verse number 7, when Job began to question God about why things had happened to him. So God began to question Job back. He said, where were you when I laid the foundations of this world? And he says in verse number 7, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for glory. Listen tonight, God is an awesome God. And tonight when we see the creation and what God has made of His handiwork tonight, we ought to stand in awe of that tonight. You know, the psalmist said that Psalms 139 and verse number 14, he said, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You ever thought about how fearfully and wonderfully made we are tonight? There came a time when they had a scientific convention and all the scientists got together and decided that they were too advanced and they really had no need of God. And so they decided they'd just go tell God they didn't need Him anymore. So they had a vote and elected a man to go. And so when he got there, he told God, said, we don't need you anymore. We can do anything you do. And God said, well, do you think you can do anything I can do? And he said, sure. So he said, well, let's just have a little competition. Let's make a man. So the guy said, okay. So God reaches down, gets a handful of dirt, starts rolling, the guy gets a handful of dirt, and God said, whoa, 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 make your own dirt. But can you imagine this body is made out of dirt? Now that you stop and think about that. He made us out of the dust of the earth, didn't he? And it's going to return to dust. All of the miles of vessels and veins that's in our body, all the blood that flows through, how everything just works together. Brother Shelton Jones said one time that they were talking about how that thoughts went to your brain. Said you had a telephone operator up there, and he said he may have bats in his belfry, but he didn't have no telephone operator in his brain. Now let me tell you tonight, everything that we look at in our body tonight is fearfully and wonderfully made. Just think about it. How God put everything where it needs to be. We ought to stand back in awe every time we see, you know, when God made Adam. Then He came to Adam and made Eve. And He brought her to Eve. He brought Eve to Adam. You know what He said? What did He say? He said, what are you going to call her, Adam? Well, he backed up, took a good look at her and said, whoa, man. He was standing in awe of what God could do. We ought to stand back and think tonight how great thou art, because God is an awesome God tonight, and we see it in His handiwork. He made Adam. He made Eve. He brought tonight them together in natural attraction. I won't say a lot about this, but you think about that tonight. We live in an unnatural world. Paul said in Romans chapter 1 that people are now going against nature, and men wanting to marry men and women wanting to marry women. That's against nature. Why? God put something in a man to desire a woman, and something in a woman to desire a man. That's natural. That's something tonight that you couldn't get anywhere else. God put all of that together tonight. That ought to be something that we just stand back and say, wow. Then we can stand back in awe tonight and see His work tonight in providence in our world tonight. Verse number 10, he said, "The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect." Book of Proverbs says, "The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he turneth it whithersoever he will." You see, God works tonight in our world, and we see all the things tonight, and how that God keeps everything where it needs to be. You study the Old Testament, and as you study the Old Testament, you'll see that God set up kings and He broke down kings. And He had everything where God wanted it to be tonight. And He took care of His people in the Old Testament tonight, and He worked in their lives, you see. You see, He had the whole thing under control. Aren't you glad tonight God's got this thing under control? Well, you'd be in a mess if I was running it, I'll tell you that tonight. But God's got it in control. You know, there's a song, and it said He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the little bitty baby in His hands. He's got you and me, brother, in His hands. He's got the sun and the rain in His hands, the moon and the stars, the wind and the clouds, the rivers and the mountains, the oceans and the seas. He's got you and He's got me in His hands. He's got everybody in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. Doesn't matter tonight if we're rich or if we're poor, if we're captains or generals or privates. Tonight every individual in this world is in the hand of God. Now, somebody says, "I don't understand that." Let me explain it to you very carefully. God is in charge. He's in control. Not everybody in the world is saved. That's not what I'm saying. But you know, God will direct events, and God will change directions, and God will keep everything going where He wants it to go. And tonight, you read the Old Testament, and when it got time for the Israelites to come back into the land, He used a heathen king to bring them in tonight. Let me tell you, God's got this world in His hand tonight, and we can stand back and see all that God has done. He's the guiding force and the light of this world. Verse number 9 said, He commanded. You know, He commanded over in the book of Joshua, and the Bible said the sun stood still. He commanded, and the river dried up, and the children of Israel crossed over on dry ground. He commanded, and the fire did not burn the bodies of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He stood in the bow of a ship and looked out over the storm and said, "Peace, be still." Let me tell you tonight, the Lord is in charge this evening. You look tonight and you see all the astronomers and the theologians and the physicians tonight. They think they've got all the answers. But you know, when Jesus came as a small boy, just a wee lad, He puzzled all of those of His day. The learned doctors of His day could not believe the knowledge that Jesus had. I want to tell you tonight, God's got this thing right where He wants it to be. You and I can find comfort tonight, and we can just stand back and say, "How great Thou art." You see, He's the King. He is the King. Don't forget that. He is the King. And the good thing tonight, the King's coming. We can stand in awe of Him tonight. You know, the thing we can really stand in awe of tonight is of His love. When George Beverly Shea sang that song, "The Wonder of It All," there's the wonder of sunset at evening. The wonder as sunrise I see, but the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul is that God loves me. Isn't that the wonder of wonders tonight? God loves me. E.B. Hill once said to his church, he said, "I love you, but I don't love you enough to die for you." God loved us enough to die for us tonight. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That ought to be enough for us to stand back and say, "How great thou art." If he never done anything else for you tonight but save your soul, we ought to say, "How great thou art." Oh, Lord my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God sent his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on my cross gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. You know, the great thing tonight is the last verse of that song said, "When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art." We're still going to be proclaiming how great he is in heaven tonight. Tonight, how great God is tonight. Let us stand in all of him. All right, you'll stand together with me. Father, tonight we thank you for your opportunity we've had to come and to worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. We thank you tonight, dear Lord, that you loved us and cared for us. That, Father, everything that you've done tonight, all of your blessings and everything that tonight we can not even think of to thank you for, we ask you tonight to humbly accept our praise and our glory for you. Let our hearts tonight simply proclaim how great thou art. In Jesus' name, amen.